Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The debrief, September 16, 2024. Yesterday at 1 p.m., we witnessed the most crowded window of the NFL for the entire 2024 season. 10 games in the 1 o'clock window. We got the rare Deca box. If you were watching on Sunday Ticket, Scott Hansen very excited about the Deca box.
Wait, on Sunday Ticket or Red Zone? Because I had Sunday Ticket I could only quad box.
Red Zone.
Okay.
Sorry.
Deca box.
The Deca box made its very rare appearance. However, it does make me complain a little bit, which I don't like to do because we get NFL games every Sunday. Why can't there be, like, what is the rule against more balance between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m.?
Because
1 p.m. games and 3 games at 4?
They want the Fox and CBS, the big game with the big announcer crew, they want that going out for advertisers. They want that game going to the most people possible. They don't want, if there weren't teams that played their home games in the Mountain Time Zone and the Pacific Time Zone, or those teams were on the road, they would have put one game at 4:25 yesterday, and put 12 at 1. They want basically those games to be standalone games where the ratings are just bananas.
If that
well, that makes too much sense, and I hate it.
If that hypothetical was true and there were 12 games at 1 o'clock and then somehow one game at 4 o'clock, 4:25, would Hansen just be like, peace, I'm done?
Yeah. Because I had Red Zone on my second TV yesterday during the Steelers game.
Congratulations on your
success. And Red Zone
basically probably just showed you the other game.
Red Zone stinks because at 4 o'clock in a situation like that, because one game was a total blowout, Rams-Cardinals, yep. So they basically toggled back between two games. For 3 hours. Steelers, Broncos, and Bengals, and Chiefs.
And Steelers, Broncos was a horrible football game for the majority.
I maintain 4:25 is the best time to play a football game.
In terms of, for you, as a viewer?
I think it is.
Yes. I love when I just have carte blanche from 1 to 4 and can watch all those games and then settle into my game
I mean, I made chili yesterday before the 1 o'clock game started. Then I retired to the basement. Ace took a late nap. And so it was just old Mulsey with the quad box. And then it was make your own quad box. You want to know something messed up, though, about my experience yesterday? I had Dallas, New Orleans on. And I'm not like you guys where I'm thinking who's doing the announcing on this. And I didn't even, hear Burkhart's voice to, trigger it. I was clearly listening to Brady do that game for a while. Having no idea it was Tom Brady, just zoned out and never cut through the noise. This is Tom Brady calling a football game.
I have a confession to make. I didn't jump over to the Ravens game till the very, very end because Baltimore was winning for most of that game. And I just have a fetish, I guess you could call it, when it comes to watching the Cowboys suck. It is porn to me. Something about them. Not just losing games, but being pounded and being beaten to a pulp.
Yeah, they got hammered.
I find it to be erotic.
2 years later, that Derek Carr MVP pick not looking so bad.
And I jumped off the bandwagon, too. I wasn't as high on Carr as you, Donnie. But
Donnie broke both
ankles
jumping off that bandwagon. It was so high. It was a RIP Sid Vicious. It was a psycho Sid landing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... Can they, even a little bit more, though? I mean, three
was
games?
Was Brady, I heard, because I read, I forget where it was. It was just a media, criticism site. It wasn't awful announcing. But Brady got much better reviews, I noticed, from people for his performance in that game. They said he was way more enthusiastic, did some deep dive stuff on the Saints offense and why it was going to be a problem for Dallas.
So, okay, so that latter point might be true, that he... was able to articulate better and had way more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Points that he did in his pregame study and then taking them onto the broadcast. I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
My issue still remains this. He is not good yet at telling us why things happen.
So essentially, teach me something new about the game I am watching.
It's not even teach me. It's tell me why this worked. Tell me why this didn't work. Collinsworth, for as much as he's a caricature of himself with the, like, here's a guy and, you know, all that business that he does.
Sliding in on his little rolling stool. He understands how to tell
you
that.
He is really good at, here's why this play got blown up.
I think Collinsworth is a lot better than what he's given credit for. People just assume, oh, he hates my team, so he's sucks.
Yes, that's how you know he's good. Everyone says
that
about
him.
They
need to start getting more involved. Here's why this offense isn't working against this defensive look. He does all of those things very well. He annoys the hell out of me, but he is very good at those
things.
Well,
you know what Brady does?
Brady hasn't done any of that through two games.
It sounds like, if I'm guessing correctly here, and I think I am, it sounds like Brady tells you things you can already see with your own eyes, maybe gives you extra detail, but Collinsworth usually tells you, like, he'll notice, like, the left guard missing a block or something like that.
Yes.
And, like, that's why a play gets blown up that might not be readily available to the naked eye. Or he'll say, like, so-and-so did not have the correct, like, technique or leverage here. And it sounds like Brady hasn't gotten to that point yet, which is funny because I would wager that Brady knows way more about that stuff than Collinsworth just because of how long he played and what he had to do.
He's not a natural at it. As much as he is also, I think, gotten considerably worse since he started, Romo was a natural at it. Romo was better day one than he is now.
Well, Romo at least had the one thing that I'll say I always empathized with him, although he screwed around and clearly didn't feel like prepping after he had gotten far enough away, removed from the league, to not just know all the tendencies. The little trick where he would call the play out before it happened and would be right almost every single time.
Awesome.
It was amazing. It did not remotely detract from my enjoyment of those games. And the suits at CBS, from my understanding, got enough complaints about, like, he literally is too good at that. They told him to stop doing it.
But I also don't think he has that in his bag anymore.
No, because I just said he's been out of the NFL so long. When he was literally not months removed from playing, basically, or a year removed, he knew what every team was still doing out of certain looks. The problem is he hasn't done homework ever. And so now oh my God, Jim! Jim, wow!
Well, so that's
where... A double rainbow, Jim!
That's where I think if Brady can at least figure it out from the broadcasting standpoint, we know the work ethic for the guy. I mean, it's like unheralded, so that he could eventually become worth that investment. But I mean, early returns, not good.
No, not anywhere close to as good as Greg Olsen was.
Very quick bonus. You guys remember the story about David Tepper taking the guy's hat off in that restaurant or whatever?
Uh-huh.
You know, people got mad at him.
Or how about throwing a drink at somebody?
Dilworth Neighborhood Grill in Charlotte has a sign, like one of those little gas station signs outside the restaurant. Mayfield 2-0, Darnold 2-0, Rule 3-0, Young 0-2. What is David Tepper? What vengeance will David Tepper wreak against the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill?
He's going to buy the restaurant and then, like, blow it up.
He might just empty the building and call in an airstrike.